So you will say to me, why does God appear to be a God of wrath in the Old Testament? Well, the answer to that is quite simple. He was a God of wrath. He had made a people, Israel. When Israel was a child, I taught him to walk. He had created Israel for his very own, so much so that he looked upon her as a wife, the closest of relationships. But she kicked up her heels and went off and committed adultery everywhere she could, spiritually, and broke his heart. And in breaking the holy heart of God, his wrath was revealed, and he brought it down upon them in no small manner. But when the new covenant came, Jesus took the whole of the wrath of God upon himself on the cross. Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. My God, why have you forsaken me? God the Father, God the Holy Spirit, where have you gone in my hour of need? As the punishment for the sin of the world was laid upon him, and he took away all the sin of mankind in his bruised body. So God is no longer wrathful. The wrath now will be the wrath of the Lamb. He's won back the title deed to the earth, and he it is that will judge at the end of the age. Every unbeliever will stand before the great white throne to receive the punishment for the deeds done in the body, because they refused to believe him as being the saviour of the world, the redeemer. And so they have to take their own punishment. They could have believed and had no punishment, no judgment, and never stood before the great white throne. But they will choose the way they go. No one's going to force them that way. But really what I'm trying to say here is that God has poured out every ounce of anger on Jesus. So if ever you hear anyone saying that God is angry, they're wrong. Because every ounce of anger was poured out on Jesus on the cross. What is going to happen at the end of it all is judgment for the unbeliever. But right now, and until Jesus comes back for his church, we are in a time of unprecedented grace and favour. And we only have one enemy, and that is Satan himself. No person is our enemy. We can walk through the earth spreading the amazing good news of reconciliation to God, to everyone who comes across our path. Good, isn't it? Got that lot sorted. God bless you.